Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Edwin J. McAnally and Don Voorhees, fulfill a request, and play 8 songs. Well, actually, we'll play more than 8 songs, but we'll have 2 segments of songs having to do with the number 8, because this is our 8th anniversary show. Rapidly Rotating Records debuted on KISL on July 23rd, 2000, and we've been here ever since. The first several anniversary shows were easy to program. There are lots of songs with 1, 2, 3, or 4 in the title. Bet there aren't quite so many having to do with 8, but here to get us started is Louis Russell and his Burning 8.
Thank you. Thank you.
Recorded by a Victor Field recording unit in New Orleans on March 7, 1927, that was Louis Domaine's Jazzola 8 and Pretty Audrey. Pretty Audrey was preceded by The Rhythmic 8, directed by John Furman, and Come On, Baby, from September 4, 1929. Before that, it was Jones and Collins' Astoria Hot 8 and Astoria Strut, recorded in New Orleans on November 15, 1929, their one and only session, which produced four issued sides. Lee Collins played trumpet and David Jones played tenor sax, and together they wrote Astoria Strut. The Astoria in Astoria Hot 8 refers to the Astoria Gardens, a club on South Rampart Street in New Orleans where the group played in 1928 and 29. We begin this special 8th anniversary show with Louise Russell and his Burning 8 and Savoy Shout. That was recorded on January 15, 1929, and was written by pianist and director Louise Russell and trumpeter Louis Metcalf. Continuing this special 8th anniversary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here are the Varsity 8.
Little piggy Biggie was a bad little piggie who cried all the way home. Years have passed, but it's still my favorite song. I dream and pray someday I'll say to a cute little piggy of my own. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. That's the story of the three little pigs and the big, bad, very bad wolf.
Wee, wee, wee.
Here's a story that you surely know, and you've heard it many years ago.
Mommy, tell me the story of the little pig that cried all the way home. What was he crying for, Mommy? Didn't he want to eat his spinach?
Oh, that little piggy was a bad little piggy who cried all the way home. Years have passed, but it's still my favorite poem. I dream and pray someday I'll say to a cute little piggy of my own. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy.
Thank you. couldn't forget dinner at 8, 2 gardenias at your plate, under the table our hands will meet. We should be able to be discreet. Lights are dim, moonlight above, that's how people fall in love. Just tell your mother you might be late. Don't forget dinner at 8.
Boley with Ray Noble and his orchestra, October 12, 1933, and Dinner at 8, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh for the MGM picture of the same name. Ed Lloyd and his orchestra, spelled with either one or two L's, was a pseudonym on many records for Ed Kirkaby, but also for a number of American Record Corporation and Brunswick studio bands. Before Dinner at 8, we heard a 78 recorded on January 16, 1934, credited to Ed Lloyd and his orchestra with an unidentified vocal trio, and A Day Without You, written by Wolfgang Rebner and Sam Coslow. A Day Without You was preceded by Annette Hanshaw in 1934 and This Little Piggy Went to Market, written by Sam Coslow and Harold Lewis. So what do This Little Piggy Went to Market and A Day Without You have to do with 8? Well, they're both from the romantic drama 8 Girls in a Boat. We began that set with the Varsity 8, a small recording unit of the California Ramblers between 1921 and 31, and Cheatin' on Me from February 27, 1925. Last week, July 21st, marked the birth in 1879 in Spencer, Massachusetts, of one of my favorite band leaders, Edward James McAnally, better known as Edwin J. McAnally. He displayed his musical talent early and began studying the violin at age 9, and by 14 he was playing in orchestras throughout New England. In 1902, McAnally formed his own band with Thomas Keene. By 1911, the band had grown to as many as 15 members and was officially known as McAnally's Singing Orchestra. The band's first recording session with Victor was on May 4, 1920, but nothing from that session was issued. They got another chance with Victor on March 9, 1925, and two sides from that session were issued. Over the next 3 years, the band made a total of 21 sides. The band was heard regularly on WBZ Radio in Springfield, Massachusetts, and was popular on the Keith Vaudeville circuit. In the early 30s, the Depression took its toll on the band and ill health on McAnally, and the band ceased existence in 1942. In retirement, McAnally worked as a piano tuner and gave violin lessons, and he died on August 31, 1958, at age 79. Here's Edwin J. McAnally.
Thank you. put your toys away. Sleep, baby, sleep. Hush, 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 Sandman will be peeping. Hush, 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 he thinks you are sleeping. I would give most anything just to hear my mother sing. Sleep, baby, sleep.
Thank you.
just cross the river from Queens. Oh, what a view of the river and sky. Tugboats and scouts whistle as they go by. Live like a king, not a cent in your jeans. Just cross the river from Queens.
From the obscure musical comedy Bye Bye Bonnie, which ran for 125 performances at Broadway's Ritz Theater, that was Just Across the River from Queens, written by Neville Fleeson and Albert von Tilzer. The vocalist on that March 21, 1927 recording was Frederick L. Wade. Before that, it was the band's first issued waltz recording, In the Middle of the Night, from March 8, 1926. In the Middle of the Night was written by Billy Rose and Walter Donaldson. We began our tribute to Edwin J. McAnally with Sleep Baby Sleep, written by Johnny Tucker and Joe Shuster. The vocalist on that October 8, 1928 recording was Elliot Shaw, but the yodeling was by Edwin J. McAnally himself. All of those recordings are part of a wonderful Edwin J. McAnally CD on the Rivermont label, produced by Brian Wright, who I'm proud to say is a friend of the show. I encourage you to check out Brian's website at www.rivermontrecords.com. Last week, July 26, marked the birth in 1903 in Allentown, Pennsylvania, of bandleader, composer, and conductor Don Voorhees. He began studying the violin, piano, and organ at age 5, and by 11 became a church organist. From age 12 to 15, he was pianist and then orchestra conductor in a local theater, and he also recorded piano roles for both Ampico and QRS. When just 17, he was conducting on Broadway, and he became musical director for producer Earl Carroll's Vanity's Reviews. During 1926 and 27, the orchestra made 19 issued sides for Edison, and also recorded for Columbia, Pathé, and Cameo, and in December of 1930, the orchestra made the very first Hit of the Week record. From 1935 to 41, and again from 49 to 53, Voorhees was the musical director and conductor for the radio and television show Cavalcade of America. He was perhaps best known as conductor of the Bell Telephone Hour Orchestra for 26 years, from its first broadcasts on radio in 1942 until its final television episode in 1968. Don Voorhees died of pneumonia in New Jersey on January 10, 1989. Here's Don Voorhees.
Happiness. Think of just just a bungalow where the morning glories grow. That's my happiness. Don't hesitate, away, just open the gate and walk in with me. Look around and oh, what a home sweet home you will see. Think of someone if you can, saying, Dada, here I am. That's my happiness.
Thank you. 17, that baby from New Orleans. She's only 17, but what a queen, oh my. She has those flashing eyes, the kind that can hypnotize. And when she rolls them, pal, just kiss your gal goodbye. And oh, 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 when she starts dancing, she plays a mean castanet, you won't forget, I mean. Down in that Creole town, are wonderful gals around, but none like Clementine from New Orleans.
Don Voorhees and his orchestra with Irving Kaufman as Jack Harris providing the vocal on Clementine from New Orleans, recorded September 10, 1927. That was preceded by two from Don Voorhees and his Earl Carroll Vanities Orchestra, That's My Hap Hap Happiness, with J. Donald Parker on April 20, 1927, and Arthur Fields asking, Oh, Doris, Where Do You Live? From July 6, 1927. I'd like to say that every record you hear on this program is the actual original 78 from my very own collection, but alas, such is not the case. This next segment starts off with the actual 78 from the collection of another good friend of the show.
Stars are the windows of heaven, where soaring up to the clouds. Me and Jane in a plane, far away from the crowd. In my two-seater, what could be sweeter? I'll have St. Peter step inside and bless the bride. I'll be keeping my eye on the man in the moon. He's a dangerous guy when he starts to spoon. My kisses are pure, a million an hour. No traffic cop will ever stop me and Jane in a plane.
Again? Do you like it better than the old two-seater? Well, I think I'll ask St. Peter to step inside.
Thank you.
We began this final segment with the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra as the Harmonians with Frank Bessinger vocalizing on Stars from September 10, 1926. Then, by request of listener Rich, it was DeBroy Summers and his band and Me and Jane in a Plane from September 2, 1927, with Fred Austin providing the vocal. We finished up with Perry's Hot Dogs, credited on the label of that Oriole 78 as the Dixie Jazz Band, and Hot Air, recorded October 15, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.